I am here with my friends Travis, Nate, and we have another Nate, and I'm Levi, and we're going to be talking about what the Bible says about fun and entertainment. I think oftentimes people think that God says, "Thou shalt not have fun, nor shalt thou smile in all the days that I have for you." Having a good time is not a sin. But we have to pay attention to the principles God has laid out for godly living. When we engage in leisurely activities, you know, entertainment can be something that we are absorbed in, something that is put in front of us, like a television show. It also can be an entertainment, can be we can entertain somebody. We can have a couple come over to our house and we can have food and drink and enjoy that part of it. Throughout the scriptures, you see that God has these moments or these times where people are engaged in entertainment. I like the Festival of the Booths, where they build a little house of sticks, and it's a remembrance, but it's also entertainment. They're hanging out with their family, hanging out, and they build a little fort. Who doesn't want to build a little fort and hang out in it? What do you guys think about entertainment, and how does that play out in your lives?
I think I want to build a little fort.
Let's build a fort. That would be awesome. Let's do it.
Almost did that in my room last night.
There's some boxes over there. I think entertainment is good. I mean, it depends on what it is that you find entertaining. There's some good forms of entertainment and there are some not so good forms of entertainment. And I think that's where you can get caught up on this idea. One of the things that my family and I love to do is Green Bay Packer football. It's football season. When we get the opportunity, we like to invite some people over, fire up the grill, throw a bunch of snacks in bowls, open up the bags of chips, and just have a good time. That's entertaining. We sit around, we visit with each other, we laugh, we yell at the TV. It's fun.
The curse words are okay, too, in your mind?
Well, we're working on him. He's only four, so.
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes in certain circles, it's almost like if you're going to be spiritual, you have to be serious. You have to be reflective. You have to be contemplative on how holy, how righteous God is. And yet, like you were saying, God asked his people to throw a party every month, almost. These were festivals. These were like get-togethers. These were like, let's celebrate how good our God is. And so, yeah, and even looking at like the fruit of the Spirit, is love. That makes sense. Then joy. The second one's joy.
And a joyful heart is good medicine. That's what Proverbs says.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I mean, if we can't have fun and we can't demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit, probably our sense of spirituality is a little bit off. If it's the fruit of the Spirit's working in our life, and there's no joy, that's a problem.
Yeah, I think it's our spirituality, but it's also our view of God. We view God as some type of dictator sitting up there and waiting to whack us.
Bad Levi.
Yeah,
bad.
If we have any joy. But if you read the scriptures, it's that's not the case. Ecclesiastes urges us, eat your bread in joy and drink your wine with a merry heart. Because God is – he's provided those things for us. And obviously entertainment can become something that is not okay. Mm-hmm. And I think when we desire entertainment to just numb the pain of this world or numb what our responsibilities, I think that becomes a problem. Like if you think back to King David, King David's like, nope, not doing my job. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to be entertained. And he starts peeking over the wall and he gets himself in all kinds of trouble that actually doesn't just affect him. It actually affects generations because he has an affair. He kills a guy and his kids go all crazy in their heads. And so it affects the whole next generation. Part of that was because he wasn't doing his job and he was wanting to be entertained.
Yeah, and Ecclesiastes, I'm glad you brought that up because that talks about a time to weep, a time to mourn, a time to laugh, a time to dance. There are appropriate times for us to have entertainment, to laugh, to get jiggy with
it. Dude, you don't have to dance right now. Like, come on.
I thought that was my cue.
That image will forever be burned inside my brain. But like there are good times to do those things. And, you know, I love that we are created in the image of God. And that's why I really think that God has a tremendous sense of humor. When we get to heaven, we're going to be able to laugh and joke and hang out with God and have a good time. That's entertainment. Can we do that, Nate?
I'm looking up something. Like, give me some time.
Nate, as a college student, like, what are the things that you kind of enjoy engaging in on the entertainment level? You have – there's the typical college entertainment, and then there is maybe some other ways to be entertained. And so what are some of the ways that you kind of enjoy being in college, living that season in your life, and just really what are the things that you go to for entertainment, relaxation, all of those things?
I have time for entertainment.
Oh, you college.
Okay, seriously though, when I do have time, skiing's a great one. I love to get out there and ski. Things like just playing board games with my friends. Last night, one of our friends got locked out of her room, so we spent probably about an hour trying to pick the lock till I left when went to bed and got notifications later that they just paid $5 to get a key. But just stuff like that's just really entertaining. Just fellowship really is the best part of being a college student, I think.
I think that's a really cool point that you just made, like just the connection to other people. I think we live, and we've talked about this, we live in a society where our smartphones are our entertainment, and we can play games, we can look at our Facebook post or whatever post that you have and see how people are interacting with that. There's something to that, and the science is out there on that there's a dopamine release within that. And often it actually keeps us from what you're talking about, this actually real relationships where we're playing games with each other, we're having fun with each other, we're interacting with each other in such a way. And I think that's one of the problems within our society is some, like, that becomes the entertainment, or that becomes the source of, like, if you're in the doctor's office, what do? Everyone's looking down at their phones. You don't go, hey, how are you? Or, you know, and just have that, just even that, just sitting next to somebody having a conversation. I kind of find those conversations kind of entertaining, to learn about people that you don't know and just kind of just are hanging out because you're at the dentist or you're at the doctor's office or wherever you're at and you're sitting in the waiting booth. But most of the time that I go in there now, or if you go into those places, there no one's talking.
You can't even make eye contact with people because they're just staring at their phones.
Truth. One thing I have noticed, though, is among Christian circles, people who are able to, like, make those relationships, that changes a lot. Just around my friends, one thing I've noticed is if we're sitting in a cafe or something, most of the other groups around will be on their phones, not really talking to each other, but our group's at one table having a good time, being loud, talking to each other. And I think that connection with the relationship of God then kind of translates into that connection with people, and I think really changes how we define entertainment. Because if you look at the more secular forms of college entertainment, those are people who typically don't know God. And just like the complete change in the way that relationship is also just a complete way in the way we change in the way we entertain ourselves.
Yeah, I think when we have our phones out or those types of things, it does, in one sense, it takes the awkwardness of sitting next to somebody, and you can kind of just, you know, kind of numb yourself in that moment. But it's sometimes awkward when you're even in a relationship, like when you don't know people, or like, I remember the first time going to college and going into the cafeteria, and like, you have this plate of food and you're like, okay, I have no friends here. I have no idea where I'm going to sit. You know, if I had a phone back then, I'm that old. We didn't have those back then. They were like big. They were in a bag.
Box phone.
Yeah.
Zach Morris.
But I mean, you had to kind of force yourself to go and sit with somebody and have that awkwardness. But that actually plays well into the real world. Like, there's lots of times where you have those awkward moments of like, I don't know you, but hey, how's it going? And to learn that skill is super important.
When I think that's a great skill for us to have as believers, we're called to go out and engage culture. And part of what Christianity tries to do is engage culture, to evangelize, to share the good news of Jesus. If you don't know how to have a conversation without your head in your phone, we're kind of in trouble. If we're just focused on Angry Birds and entertaining ourselves that way, you're not going to be able to have that, hey, how are you doing? Hey, my name is Mike. Good to meet you. And start to engage in somebody. And my name's not really Mike. I just... just disturb Nate. But to be able to have that conversation and realize that, you know, you have that opportunity to share with somebody just about who you are. You start talking to people and they're going to talk. You ask them questions, they're going to share their story about you. People are always excited usually to share their story.
Yeah, I think in the scriptures you also see that, you know, out of a Judeo-Christian background or culture, you see the development of actually entertainment. And so you have sports and you have literature and you have art and you have all of these things that are coming out of just kind of the I'm going to say ethos again of the Christian culture. You have music coming out. Do you remember like when they first came out with Christian like non-hymn songs? They were actually pretty bad.
Yeah.
And now like the quality of the music that they're producing and just being able to connect with God and connect with others in those moments is pretty incredible. You played college football and
quite briefly,
but you did. And so part of playing on a team is entertaining others, right? And so you played for Michigan Tech and you were other people's entertainment really and as you developed that skill.
Modern day gladiator.
Yeah.
Never even saw the field.
But you did run out of the tunnel once or twice, right?
No.
No, okay.
Moving on.
We'll say I was in high school.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that when we become a problem or it becomes a problem is escaping from reality. Mm-hmm. And have you ever had in your lives those moments where you have escaped through entertainment?
Sure. And one instance, I had a conversation over the summer with some guys who were dads, and they were telling me all about Call of Duty and how many hours they spent playing Call of Duty. And I'm like, it sounds like a cool game, but how in the world do you have time to do that? They had three young boys. And like, well, my family just knows that when I need my Call of Duty time, I get my Call of Duty time, or they're staying up all night. And that goes back to kind of what you were talking about David. Like if it starts to impact your life and your relationships to engage with your family, and maybe it's impacting your work, like that's not okay. I love Madden football, and I could sit and play
EA Sports. It's in the game.
I could sit and play that for a long time if I could, but I've got other responsibilities that's not something that I can really go and get sucked into. I'm more along the lines of what you like to do. I like to get out and mountain bike would be my thing or do something outside. But it for me, it really depends on time. And if it's something right now that I can't bring one of my kids along with to do or engage the family at a higher level, it's just not worth it for me.
What's that one video where
Nietzsche the mountain talk?
No. This guy tows a
It's pretty neat.
He does a bunch of mountain bike tricks, but he tows this girl he's babysitting behind in like a little stroller.
Oh, yeah.
Does a bunch of flips. Yep. Yeah. He could be that guy.
I'll try. We need better helmets for that.
So another place in which entertainment can go wrong or go south is in just like the kind of things that we're joking about and that kind of stuff. And, you know,
Why are you looking 5, at me, Nate?
just moving on. Let there be no filthiness or foolish talk or crude joking. And like, it's okay, Trav. It really is. You can joke.
Who doesn't
love
a good poop joke, okay?
We'll visit you in timeout.
Thank you.
But I mean, that's kind of one of the standards. It's not that we can't joke. It's not that we can't goof off. It's not that we can't like poke fun at each other, be sarcastic and that kind of thing from time to time. But like, if, you know, the talk is constantly on, even kind of a negative or critical way or a mocking of people, or it can be start to get out of bounds and inappropriate and filthy.
Yeah, I think anything though can become something that is good can become something that is bad very quickly. You know, the Bible never says it's wrong to drink, but if every time you go out to have entertainment, you have to have a cube with you of beer, you probably have an issue, number one. And number two, that's probably not glorifying in your entertainment. And you shouldn't have to have every time have that as a part of your entertainment. I was thinking back to some of the things that I do, and I know that I sometimes kind of miss the boat, but like if I'm like super stressed or I'm just like working a ton, I will just go in the room like it's like 9 o'clock at night and I I happen to like to binge watch shows and I'll just watch it because it's so much better than like you get one episode and then the next week you have to wait. Like I'm all stoked up. This is awesome. And, but I know that like there's comes a point where it becomes something that isn't entertainment and isn't okay anymore. And we live in a culture where excess is so readily available to us. You know, your Netflix account, we have Netflix, Amazon Prime or Prime Video, and we also have Disney Plus. And so there is just tons of stuff that you can have that you can just binge watch and spend countless hours doing really nothing of real value.
And sometimes doing nothing's not bad though. Right. Sometimes we need that break and that rest, but I think where it becomes that all-encompassing thing where you can't be interrupted from it, that's when it becomes an issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
One thing that's kind of intriguing to me is like, how as Christians can we use entertainment to engage with other people? My background on this, I'll give you a little snippet into where my thought process is going on this. But like I've got some friends of mine are very adamant about no entertainment. We don't watch TV. Like we're not going to do that because it's not good for us. True. It may not be completely awesome for you. Might not. But I found that watching an occasional, let's say The Simpsons, because I do enjoy The Simpsons from time to time, like you can talk to other people that might not be churchgoers.
What do they think about that dance group you were in?
Too legit to quit. We hung the ballerina slippers up a few years ago. But like sometimes entertainment it's not absolutely definitively wrong. It's not a sin, but it can be used as a tool. So how do you navigate
really
that?
A bridge, right? A way in which we can engage with others who know nothing about our God.
Yeah,
and you know there can be something about like a powerful TV show that can get you thinking on a particular topic or a particular issue in life. And we can then use that as a bridge to communicate, man, our God is like so awesome. And he provides us that hope that is missing oftentimes in the world the purpose and meaning. He's given us a mission to accomplish and that kind of stuff. So we run into danger of completely isolating ourselves from the world that we're called to influence, right? If we're not engaging a little bit. And like you said, it's not.
What's that tension of being in the world but not of the world? And if you have no clue what is going on around you and what popular culture is taking in as far as forms of entertainment go.
Yeah.
How can we make that gap bridged?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Whether it's talking about sports or just engaging in things that are important to the community, making sure that we're aware of those things and able to talk to people and create that bridge and really have fun. I think fun is a big part of it because it's hard to hang out with someone who's serious all the time, right?
Like, and God has to have a sense of humor. I mean,
he created Nate.
I mean, just look around at like. There's all kinds of things that I could talk about that would make me chuckle. And you can find it in God's word. There are some things that you're just like, you can't help but snicker when you read some of the Bible. I can't be the only one, okay? And there are just other things in life, like God's natural creation, that I get the giggles about.
What was that Ezekiel verse again?
I think the key in all of this is realizing that entertainment has a place within our lives. And, there's times for rest and relaxation. We see our Lord Jesus doing that. But a lot of the times when he needed to be refreshed, he was going to speak to the Father. So I think we have to keep that in perspective is that the deepest, most abiding joy comes from connecting with God, like the very presence of God within our life. It doesn't leave us. Like entertainment is cool. It's fun, but it's done when it's done. And yet God, if he's there and he's present, it's this everlasting connection with him and source of connection and amusement of being in the presence of God. I think there's a, what's the psalm that says, better one day in his courts than a thousand elsewhere. And I think there's a song too, but there's, I think it comes out of the Psalms. I think it's Psalms 84 or something like that, that talks about that. Is that right?
I just read it.
Okay. Yeah. And so there, to be in the presence of God is what we should desire. But there's also like just the goodness of God's creation that he's given us to be entertained, to connect with, and to live. We're human. He created mm-hmm. us to be human, to be physical, and to be a part of this world.
Well, and I think Psalm, I'm going to have to go back and look that one here. Psalm, I'm going to lose it. Somebody else go. I can't find it. You can find entertainment at my brain labs here.
You know, when we're enjoying creation, we're really enjoying our God, because our God created our world, and it really points back to him. Yeah, I think it's important for us to remember that, you know, our God is big into us hosting people. He's big in us caring for the stranger and that kind of thing, and all that kind of ties.
It's part of the renewing of your mind. In Romans, it talks about the idea of hospitality and yeah. and connecting with people. Yeah,
and you know, we see throughout the scriptures like people entertaining and people caring for other people, and particularly the stranger. And that's part of God's heart and what God desires from us. Yeah, I think as we're doing those things, we are mimicking our God. Yeah, we get to display who our God is.
One of the things that happens to me often is I get like, if I'm like overwhelmed or whatever, I just like, I've been peopled out, if you will, because our job is kind of connecting with people, and I will kind of, I want to go into a hole and not connect with people. And like, we'll have to go to like, someone invites us over for dinner or something, and there is nothing in me that wants to go. But after I go, it's always better. And I think back to how it's not good for man to be alone. And I think that, you know, Adam, he's cruising around. He's all, you know, he's all in this thing, like looking at the world that God has created him. And he realizes that it's not good for him to be alone. And God creates woman out of that. And he's pretty excited about that. And the scriptures go on to talk about that. They go on to talk about the companion that we have, the wife of our youth. I think Ecclesiastes, you're to enjoy the wife of your youth. And there's something that God has given us in that, in people and connecting with them, that is entertaining and also really just a gift from God.
Yeah. And the verse that I was looking for was Psalm 32, where it talks about being glad in the Lord and rejoicing and shouting for joy. It's good. We can have fun. We can laugh. We can enjoy entertainment and glorify God in that. We can do it through all things.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Well, that is our podcast for today. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. If you've got any ideas for topics, you've got any comments, feel free to email us. It's always me, Travis@evangelup.org. If you need prayer for anything, or if you have any questions, we would love for you to connect with us and reach out, and we will be praying for you. We'd love to dance with you.
And we'd be loving.
And we'd be loving. Yeah, man. This was girls and running.